The horse has a special place in many Native cultures as messengers, as healers, and as teachers. In today's Health and Healing segment, Judy Blue Horse Skelton explains.
There are many creation stories that speak of a time long ago when the plant people, the entire plant world, and the animal world, consisting of the four nations of animals, the winged ones that fly, the finned ones that swam in the waters, the creepy crawling, and the four-leggeds, and the humans, the two-leggeds, could all communicate with one another. This was a beautiful time. Everything was in good relationship. However, the humans became greedy. They began to forget the ceremonies. They began gathering too much. They began taking the lives of too many animals, overfishing, overhunting. They forgot to sing the songs. They forgot to be respectful, and things began to fall out of balance. So one of the consequences was that the plant world and the animal world and the humans could no longer communicate with one another, and that was lost. We learn a lot from animals by just observing their habits, observing what plants they go to for medicine, observing how they raise their own, observing how they move through the land, through the forest, or through the desert, watching fish, how they move through the ocean, how they move through the streams, and watching how birds fly. Animals, like plants, are teachers. Today in our society, mainstream society, we forget how to observe, how to tune in, how to quiet down the other busy noises of modern life and reflect and invite in the natural world. Animals' role in healing goes back thousands of years. All cultures around the planet have honored and have acknowledged the role that animals play in healing. Today, there are even studies that show when pets, cats and dogs, are brought in to visit elderly in a nursing home or brought in to visit children in a hospital, that all sorts of levels, like the immune level, goes up, pain decreases, positive hormones are released, laughter, a feeling of joy, warmth, love is all registered on the patient or the elderly's face, and also reflected in the monitors that they've hooked them up to just to do these sorts of clinical tests on the effects that animals have on healing. Each animal has special significance. We can pay attention to animals that have played a prominent role, that have gathered our attention. Maybe as a child there was a particular animal we were fond of. Maybe through dreams a particular animal visits. We want to pay attention to dreams. We want to pay attention to the animals that surround us in our lives because they're there for a reason. Animals many times can be carriers of information, messengers. In some of the tribes' cultures, the horse, which was believed to have been brought by the Spaniards, and the modern-day horse was brought by the Spaniards. However, we also have stories of a smaller horse, the little brother to the horse we know of today, who traveled and was here on North America. And there are stories of the little horse who goes away, tells the people, "Remember me, I'll be coming back, and when I return, I will be bigger, but watch for me." And so when the Spanish brought the horse that we're used to today, he was recognized as the big brother of the little horse that used to be here and was very welcome. Some scientists and archaeologists have thought that there was no horse here, but they have uncovered ceremonial riding crops and other carvings depicting the horse. And they date before the arrival of the Spaniards by hundreds of years. And so we know that the little horse that was here has come back to us. The horse came to many tribes, particularly in the Plateau and the Plains region. The Nez Perce people of the Idaho area, the Plateau region, took the horse and began to breed it into the beautiful Appaloosa. Appaloosa is noted for the distinctive spots on the hindquarters. Very strong horse, beautiful horse. However, during the turn of the century, when the tribes were being moved onto reservations, many were given to soldiers or to white settlers. And for a period of time, the Nez Perce lost the Appaloosa. However, part of the renaissance going on in Indian country today, all over the country, is a restoring of some of our native animals to our native lands. In Idaho, Nez Perce country, we have the Wolf Restoration Program and the center that can be visited by others. Just recently, since 1990s, the Nez Perce have also begun breeding the Appaloosas again. The oldest Appaloosa now is 6 years old in this new breed. One of the healing aspects that the Appaloosa breeding program is offering to young people is an opportunity to connect once more with this traditional horse. They learn how to ride, they learn how to care for, even doing horseshoeing. But the young people are getting an opportunity to work with horses, building their own self-esteem, while at the same time connecting with this important animal to our culture. Horseback riding and horse programs are being used today to help offer healing to young people, to children with disabilities, to children who do not get outside of the city, who have an urban experience only, and to reconnect them with the animal world and the larger natural world around them. With each breath, with each step, in each moment, may we all create beauty. Osadadu.
Judy Bluehorse Skelton teaches herbal medicine at conferences and workshops in Portland, Oregon. To learn more about the Wolf Recovery Program and the Appaloosa Breeding Program, you can visit the Nez Perce website at www.nezperce.org. That's www.nezperce.org.